Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama wants to talk to you about some imminent deadlines and about the IRS stopping by your place of business. Well, my friends, the year has flown by so quickly. I blinked and now it's almost autumn. Well, first, let's talk about the upcoming deadline. September 15th is the final filing deadline for calendar year partnerships and corporations, those whose year ends on December 31st. Let me be clear now, there are no more extensions. So if you haven't gotten all your information together yet, do it now. And I mean now. Even if something is missing or incomplete, work out reasonable estimates for the missing information. Include a disclosure statement with your tax return to explain which amounts are estimated, why, and how you arrived at the estimate. But no matter what, file that tax return on time. Not filing generates instant late filing penalties, several actually, because there are penalties for not filing the Form 1065, the partnership return, and the Form 1120S, the S-corporation return, and separate penalties for not filing the Schedule K-1s for either of those that go with those returns and not filing them on time. This can run into thousands of dollars. But in the meantime, I have some really good news for those of you who have not yet filed. There's one interesting last-minute tip. Since your 2021 business and personal tax returns are on extension, you actually have time to reduce those taxes. You have time to open and fund a retirement plan by September 15th for partnerships and S corporations, and until October 15th for Schedule C businesses and C corporations. You'll still be able to get the deduction for 2021. But remember, you have to open and fund that retirement account by your business's deadline. For help with this, join me for a free webinar on Monday, September 12th at 3 p.m. Pacific to learn how to open and use a solo 401k before your filing deadlines. Here's the link to the special webinar for solo 401ks. But I'm going to give you some sad news. If you're working with a tax professional and you haven't given them your information yet, but they've been requesting documents for months, don't expect them to finish your tax return by the deadline at all, and potentially expect to be fired. There's a lot of talk in the industry among tax practitioners who are exhausted and resent having to babysit procrastinating clients. Moving on to more cheerful matters, the IRS is coming. The IRS is coming. Yep. Even before Congress passed the inflation bill providing additional funding to the IRS for new hires and operations, the IRS has upped their field operations. And here is a link to information on how to understand when the IRS is contacting taxpayers, and no, it's really the IRS reaching out. So they have a press release that they issued about a month ago. Let me tell you my perspective on this. Revenue officers, those who are dealing with collections, have started to go out into the field, and they have three purposes. Naturally, they're there to collect past due taxes, especially where the taxpayer has been unresponsive, in which case the visit might be unannounced. The regular scheduled visit to structure a payment plan to settle business or payroll tax debt, or to educate employers who are starting to fall behind on their payroll tax deposits before they get too far behind. So that's what the collections officers are doing. Revenue agents, auditors, are also heading out into the field to conduct audits. In most cases, there will be mailed correspondence before any of these people show up. If you didn't get any correspondence, it could be one of these reasons. You moved and didn't file a change of address with the IRS. You haven't had the courage to open your IRS mail, and you're waiting to show it to your tax professional. It could be the IRS Criminal Investigation Division visiting, or the visitor is not really from the IRS at all. Ooh. So, how are you supposed to know? What I want to talk to you about today are the unannounced or unexpected visits, especially to help you verify if they're really from the IRS, since there are a lot of scam artists out there, and they are worse than the IRS. So let's start with what a real IRS agent will have. They will have something called a pocket commission. That's their official card and badge. The problem is, do you know what a real pocket commission looks like? I don't. I haven't seen one in over 10 years. And neither did most of the tax professionals in our stakeholder liaison discussion group when we were talking about IRS systemic problems. They also have something called an HSPD 12 card. That describes the agent's height, appearance, etc. Again, that's easy to create a phony document with a scammer's description, since most people don't really know what the card looks like. Yes, true, it has IRS contact phone number on the back of the card, but if they're con artists, the phone number on their card is going to a friend or colleague who will give you their description. So with the potential to fake IDs, how can you be sure the person at your door really is from the IRS? Well, here are some tips. First of all, that agent will generally have information taken directly from your personal business or payroll tax return that you've already recently filed. Nobody else should have that. The IRS lists some specifics on their website about how to know if the IRS is calling or knocking at your door, broken down by the different divisions of the IRS. There's a link here. If you're still uncomfortable or you start out that way, here are your options when the IRS shows up unannounced. We were assured by the IRS managers at the stakeholder liaison meeting that this is acceptable. So if you're a taxpayer, ask them for their business card, then politely refuse to let them in until they first contact your tax professional and you provide your tax pro's contact information to them. Then call your tax pro immediately and sign a power of attorney so they can handle the contacts with the IRS. Or, if you want to handle it yourself, that's fine too. Arrange to schedule a meeting at an IRS official facility. You can verify all IRS campus addresses online. If you're a tax professional, ask them for their business card, then reschedule the appointment at either an IRS campus or set it up for later after you've had time to verify their identity objectively. How can you verify their identity? Well, you want to verify that the person really works for the IRS, and you want to ask for a description by contacting these IRS groups to get the information. The Practitioner Priority Service can get you the information if you can get through on their phone lines these days, but your local IRS stakeholder liaison is a group that you can either call or fax to them and send them a request. You may even be able to email them. We have been assured that when you do this politely, the IRS agent will be gracious about this delay on their visit. They will understand. But remember, if you did get an advance notice and you don't want to be facing that person alone, contact your tax practitioner immediately. And the tax practitioners are only enrolled agents, CPAs, or attorneys. Nobody else can technically represent you. The IRS does actually have a verification phone number on the real HSPD 12 cards, but they don't want to make it public for security reasons, and that kind of makes sense. So remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about taxes and business issues and enrolled agent education free. Where else? At taxmama.com.